Israel's part in conquest of Jericho. When Joshua went forth in the morning before the taking of Jericho, there appeared before him a warrior fully equipped for battle. And Joshua asked, "Art thou for us, or for our adversaries?" And he answered, "As captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." If the eyes of Joshua had been opened as were the eyes of the servant of Elisha at Dothan, and he could have endured the sight, he would have seen the angels of the Lord encamped about the children of Israel, for the trained army of heaven had come to fight for the people of God, and the captain of the Lord's host was there to command. When Jericho fell, no human hand touched the walls of the city, for the angels of the Lord overthrew the fortifications, and entered the fortress of the enemy. It was not Israel, but the captain of the Lord's host that took Jericho. But Israel had their part to act to show their faith in the captain of their salvation. Battles are to be fought every day. A great warfare is going on over every soul, between the prince of darkness and the prince of life. There is a great battle to be fought, that the inhabitants of the world may be warned of the great day of the Lord, that the strongholds of the enemy may be entered, and that all who love the Lord may be gathered under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. But you are not to do the main fighting here. As God's agents, you are to yield yourselves to Him, that He may plan and direct and fight the battle for you, with your cooperation. The Prince of Life is at the head of His work. He is to be with you in your daily battle with self, that you may be true to principle, that passion, when warring for the mastery, may be subdued by the grace of Christ, that you come off more than conqueror through Him that hath loved us. Jesus has been over the ground. He knows the power of every temptation. He knows just how to meet every emergency, and how to guide you through every path of danger. Then why not trust Him? Why not commit the keeping of your soul unto God, as unto a faithful Creator?